Museum of Science and Industry officials hope by around 2022, MOSI will be located downtown as part of Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick's reimagined Channelside District. But for the time being, MOSI is downsizing its current Fowler Avenue location. The new Science Learning Lab will be located in the approximately 40,000-square-foot building currently occupied by the museum's Welcome Center and the Kids in Charge exhibit. Incoming MOSI board chair Robert Thomas sat down with WUSF's Mark Schreiner to discuss the changes, starting with the decision to drop the IMAX movie theater.
Unfortunately, the production of film-based IMAX films, they're basically obsolete at this point. So the move to convert from the film format to a digital format, which is what all new IMAX products are, is cost prohibitive, very expensive.
And some of the other things will be shutting down, but what are some of the things that will continue to operate and will continue to be offered during this transition phase?
Well, the staff is in the process of prioritizing the most popular and most effective exhibits that exist in MOSI now. Which ones of those will move to the new transition space of the Science Learning Lab? It's a smaller footprint, so some of the stuff will be phased out. There's also new things that will be brought in as well.
And once that transition is done, then the building that you're moving out of, that building is going to be decommissioned? And any idea what's going to happen with that?
Hillsborough County owns the buildings and they own the land here. So the county will be deciding how to repurpose this space or whether the space will be eliminated and something new brought in.
With the transition, with everything, you know, in flux almost between now and 2022, when hopefully the new center opens downtown, why should someone come out to a smaller museum with all these changes, you know, going on?
If you're like me, you like to see what's new. And so this is going to be new. It's going to be repurposed. Now, some of the exhibits in there will be relocated from their present home here, but there will also be new features that will be coming to the new space.
How are things going with downtown? Is there a site location? Is there plans in the works? I mean, I see the 2022 date. Where are you at inside that whole procedure?
There's a group that's been formed called the Transition Task Force that is composed of the MOSI board and staff, officials from Hillsborough County, and the Vinnick organization. The next step will be to reach out to our fourth and most important stakeholder, which will be the community and the public at large, and integrate them into that process of visioning and creating and dreaming and trying to decide just exactly what the community wants to see in evidence downtown once we ultimately make the move.
So the move is going to happen no matter what?
I think that's fair to say. Okay. The decision has been made that we are pursuing a downtown venue. This has been very successful in other communities. I would use the term museum row type thing. So you would have MOSI, you would have the History Center, you would also have the Florida Aquarium, you'd have the Glaser Children's Museum, you have the Straz Center, you have all these other venues downtown. And by co-locating those venues and making them a walkable experience, it helps enhance, you know, the quality of the urban core down there and the viability of all the venues that are located that way.
That was incoming MOSI board chair Robert Thomas talking to WUSF's Mark Schreiner. MOSI will close in mid-August and reopen later in the fall with lower ticket prices.